call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. We have any changes, Mr. Lang, or Ms. Cornwell?
No changes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as posted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 28, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, I approved the minutes and made a few corrections, and I don't know if anybody else saw one or not. They were minor typos.
Yeah.
Did you pick up anything?
No, I did not.
Didn't read them then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of July 28, 2016 as corrected.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the July 28, 2016 meeting as corrected. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone number 1800, Sussex Real Estate Partners, LLC, Bell Terry.
Gentlemen, the only thing that we received in written comments regarding a traffic impact study were the comments of Mr. Fuqua from Fuqua Urey and Willard, PA, which was in your packet. We didn't receive any other correspondence.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the written comments from the results of the TIS, close the record, and defer action for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to accept the written comments received on the TIS results, to close the record, and to defer action on change of zone number 1800 Sussex Real Estate Partners, LLC, Bell Terry. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2016-8, Burton Acres 2, MDI Investment Group, LLC.
The record was left open for a DENREC feasibility approval. They are still waiting on that.
Just for the benefit of the commission and Mr. Hudson, when we get subdivisions in, one of the things we always do is wait for septic feasibility, because we don't know if DENREC's going to allow those lots to be the way they propose them to be. So in that case, you know, we just really can't act on it. And I would say, just for clarity, we don't need to leave the record open for it. It's like an agency comment. I mean, I guess technically that's open for it. We just can't act on it until we have it. So anyway, so I don't know that really, you could defer it. I don't know that any action needs to be taken on it, because we don't
defer action.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on Burton Acres 2 for the septic feasibility.
Second.
Moving seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-8, Burton Acres 2, MDI Investment Group, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1803, CMF Bayside, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1803 for CMF Bayside, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 to MR-RPC based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the site is adjacent to portions of the existing Americana Bayside MR-RPC development. It will be an extension of the existing development. Two, the proposed density of 48 residential units is consistent with the density of Americana Bayside development, and these units will be included in and will not exceed the total number of units permitted in the existing Americana Bayside MRPC approvals. Three, the proposed development will have sewer service provided by Sussex County and water provided by Tidewater Utilities. Four, the proposed rezoning to an MRRPC is in compliance with the goals and objectives of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The plan also recognizes that a range of housing types are appropriate in the environmentally sensitive development area where this project is located, including multifamily and townhouse units. The proposed retail and office use is also appropriate in this area according to the comprehensive plan. Five, the proposed development will not adversely impact neighboring properties, traffic, or the environment. Six, the development will be an extension of the existing Bayside development, and residents will be members of an Americana Bayside Homeowners Association, entitling them to the use of the development's existing recreational amenities and requiring them to pay the required dues and assessments within the development. 7, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential dwelling units shall be 48 on this land incorporated into the existing MRRPC. B, the retail office portion of the lands incorporated into the existing MRRPC shall not exceed 18,000 square feet of retail or office space. C, the 48 units and the 18,000 feet of office space approved as part of this extension of the MRRPC shall be part of the uses approved in conditions number 1 and 3 of CZ 1393 and shall not be in addition to these conditions previously imposed on the Americana Bayside MRRPC project. D, condition 24 of CZ 1393 requiring access to Route 54 shall not be applicable to the retail office space as part of this application. E, the development shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. F, the developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. G, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. H, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state, county, and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner consistent with best management practices. I, the final site plan for each phase of the development shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District upon it. J, the project shall be incorporated as part of the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC CZ 1393 and shall be subject to and benefited by the conditions imposed upon that development except as modified herein. K, all entrance, roadway, intersection, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's determinations. L, the interior street design and parking area shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design specifications and requirements. M, residential units in this development shall be part of the Americana Bayside Homeowners Association responsible for the maintenance of street, roadways, and buffers, stormwater management areas, and community areas. N, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review of this and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those areas. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1803 CMF Bayside LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1804, Doug Melston.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for CZ 1804, Doug Melston, for a change in zone from AR1 to B1, neighborhood business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the site is appropriate for the change in zone to B1 neighborhood business given its location on Route 54, which is a major roadway in Sussex County. Two, the permitted B1 uses are appropriate and will benefit the nearby residents of the neighborhood. The applicant's business is for Melson Funeral Services, and he has stated on record that he intends to operate a new funeral chapel on the property to provide services to the residents and growing residential communities located in the Route 54 area. Three, the change in zoning will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or the community. Four, the property will be served by Central Water and will be served by County Sewer. Five, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. B1 zoning is an appropriate zoning classification in this area according to our plan. And number six, the final site plan for any proposed use of the property will be subject to review and approval by the commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1804, Doug Melson, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then. Ladies and gentlemen, we reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public